Hello and welcome back. Now we're going to illustrate adjustments for deferred items. Here we will discuss the two types of adjustments for deferred items, assets expense adjustments, and liability and revenue adjustments. In the expense group, you learn how to prepare adjusting entries for prepaid expenses and depreciation. In the liability revenue group, you learn how to prepare adjusting entries for unearned revenues. Michael Train Company must make several asset expense adjustments for the prepaid expenses. A prepaid expense is an expense awaiting assignment to expense, such as prepaid insurance, prepaid rent, and supplies on hand. Note that the nature of these three adjustments is the same. When a company pays an insurance policy premium in advance, the purchase creates the asset, prepaid insurance. This advance payment is an asset because the company will receive insurance coverage in the future. With the passage of time, however, the asset gradually expires. The portion that has expired becomes an expense. Michael Train Company purchased for cash an asset policy on his trucks for the period December 1, 2010 through November 30, 2011. The journal entry made on December 1 to record the purchase of the entry was, as you can see, on December 1, prepaid insurance, which is your asset, for $2,400, and your cash, which is a credit, for $2,400. And that's for a one-year period. The two accounts relating to insurance are prepaid insurance and insurance expense. After posting this entry, the prepaid insurance account has a $2,400 debit balance on December 1. The insurance expense account has a zero balance on December 1 because no time has elapsed to use any of the policy's benefit. And here you can see. So in both accounts, prepaid insurance is at 24 and insurance expense at zero. By December 31st, 2010, 1 month of the year covered by the policy has expired. Therefore, part of the service potential or benefit obtained from the asset has expired. The asset now provides less future services or benefits than when the company acquired it. We recognize this reduction by treating the cost of the services received from the asset as an expense. For the Michael Train Company example, the service received was 1 month of insurance coverage. Since the policy provides the same service for every month of its one-year life, we assign an equal amount, which is $200, of cost to each month. Thus, Michael Train charges 1/12 of the annual premium to insurance expense on December 31, 2010. The adjusting journal entry is, okay, so what, in essence, what you're going to do, you're going to, again, divide it into equal payments, $200 is the equal payment for the cost. So for this first month, insurance expense is $200, and you're going to take away prepaid insurance of $200. So you're just moving them around. You're taking the part that was used up and putting it into the expense account where it belongs now. Okay? And then your entry to description is to record insurance expense for December. After posting the two journal entries, the accounts in the T account format appear as follows. Okay, so you have your two accounts. So you have your prepaid insurance account and your insurance expense account. Okay, and it's just going to show you. You purchased on December 1st the insurance for $2,400, and now you've decreased that prepaid amount by $200, and you've increased the expense by $200. In practice, accountants do not use T accounts. Instead, they use three-column ledger accounts that have the advantage of showing a balance after each transaction. After posting the preceding two entries, the three-column ledger account will appear as follows. Before I show you that, though, in reality, software packages are used. We use ActPacketWork. Okay? So therefore, when we record an entry, it's all done behind the scenes. Okay? So you really are not posting manually to the journal and manually to the ledger. It's all being done for you behind the scenes in the software package. So here you can see you have your prepaid insurance, and it's just a you have your date, your explanation, and whether it's a debit or credit, and what balance it holds. Before this adjusting entry was made, the entire $2,400 insurance payment made on December 1st was a prepaid expense for 12 months of protection. So on December 31, 1 month of protection had passed, and an adjusting entry transferred $200 of the $2,400 to insurance expense. On the income statement for the year ended December 31, 2010, Michael Train reports 1 month of insurance expense, the $200, as one of the expenses it incurred in generating that year's revenue. It reports the remaining amount of the prepaid expense, $2,200, as an asset on the balance sheet. Again, keeping everything in balance. The $2,200 prepaid expense represents 11 months of insurance protection that remains as a future benefit. Prepaid rent is another example of the gradual consumption of a previously recorded asset. Assume a company pays rent in advance to cover more than one accounting period. On the date it pays the rent, the company debits the prepayment to the prepaid rent account. The company has not yet received benefits resulting from this expenditure, thus the expenditure creates an asset. We measure rent expense similarly to insurance expense. Generally, the rental contract specifies the amount of rent per unit of time. If the prepayment covers a three-month rental, we charge one-third of the rental to each month. Notice that the amount charged is the same each month, even though some months have more days than the other months. For example, Michael Train Company paid $1,200 rent in advance on December 28 to cover a three-month period beginning on that date. The entry for that would be prepaid rent of a debit of $1,200 and cash as a credit for $1,200. The two accounts relating to rent are prepaid rent and rent expense. After this entry is posted, the prepaid rent account has a $1,200 balance and the rent expense has a zero balance because no part of the rent period has yet elapsed. On December 31, Michael Train must prepare an adjusting entry. Since one-third of the period covered by the prepaid rent has elapsed, it charges one-third of the $1,200 of prepaid rent to expenses. So you can see one-third of $1,200 is $400, so we're going to record rent expense for December, and we're going to adjust it from the prepaid rent for a credit of $400. After posting this adjusting entry, the T account appears as follows. So as you can see, in the prepaid rent account, it started with $1,200, and we're going to credit $400, leaving an $800 balance as a debit balance. And then we're going to debit rent expense with an ending balance of $400 in the rent expense. The $400 rent expense appears in the income statement for the year ended December 31, 2010. Michael Train reports the remaining $800 of prepaid rent as an asset on the balance sheet. Thus, their adjusting entries have accomplished their purpose of maintaining the accuracy of the financial statements. Supplies on hand. Almost every business uses supplies in its operation. It may classify supplies simply as supplies, or more specifically as office supplies, which include paper, stationery, floppy disk, pencils. Selling supplies, gum tape, string, paper, bags, whatever you would use in shipping out your supplies, or training supplies, transparency, training doc manuals. Frequently, companies buy supplies in bulk. These supplies are an asset until the company uses them. This asset may be called supplies on hand or supplies inventory. Even though these terms indicate a prepaid expense, the firm does not use prepaid in the asset's title. So, for instance, on December 4th, Microtran purchases supplies for $1,400, and it will record as a debit supplies on hand. Again, like it said, the prepaid is not in that title. It's known that this is a bulk supply of supplies, okay? And then the cash is credited for $1,400. Microtran's two accounts relating to supplies are supplies on hand and supplies expense. After this entry is posted, the supplies on hand account shows a debit balance of $1,400 and supplies expense has a zero balance. An actual physical inventory account of supplies on hand at the end of the month showed only $900 of supplies on hand. Thus, the company must have used $500 of supplies in December. An adjusting journal entry brings the two accounts pertaining to supplies to their proper balances. The adjusting entry recognizes the reduction in asset and the recording of an expense by transferring the $500 from asset to expense. According to the physical inventory, the asset balance should be $900 and the expense balance $500. So Microtran makes the following adjusting entry. And as you can see, supplies expense for $500, and then supplies on hand is being credited for $500. After posting the adjusting entry, this is how your accounts are going to appear. Again, your supplies on hand, you have your balance of $1,400, and your adjustment of $5 gives you a total of $9, and your supplies expense is being debited for the first time of $500. The entry to record the use of supplies could be made when the supplies are issued from the storeroom. However, such careful accounting for small items each time they are issued is usually too costly a procedure. Accountants make adjusting entries for supplies on hand, like any other prepaid expense, before preparing financial statements. Supplies expense appears in the income statement, and supplies on hand is an asset on the balance sheet.